I mean, of course, Mr. Scheer's leadership deserves scrutiny, but I'm just saying, why has no other leader been subjected to the same degree of inspection? Now, here's my guess. This is going to be unpopular, but I think it's part of the social justice agenda's success in dominating debate. I mean, climate change, gay marriage, abortion consume many in the media's attention. But it's kind of interesting also that I didn't see any survey delineating the public's concerns mention gay marriage or abortion. They had other concerns. I don't have any evidence that it was on the conservatives' agenda or Mr. Scheer's. I mean, come on, it was a liberal talking point, and I think it was given life by disproportionate media coverage. And it continues. You know, it's incredible. Mr. Scheer was asked about his religious beliefs this week. And I'm saying, fine, is that fair game? Because, my gosh, that opens up a can of worms. Policy, I agree, completely. I mean, you could ask Mr. Singh, who's a Sikh, why not, does he believe in samsara? That's a reincarnation, the continual cycle of birth, life, and death. You know, Sikhs are prohibited from taking drugs, including marijuana, alcohol, tobacco. Will that influence Mr. Singh's impact on his policies? I mean, I'm just saying it's a dangerous road to go in. And one final note, the suggestion when it comes to abortion that there's agreement, I don't see it. I see this, that it's completely legal. People don't want to change that. But what about to what term? Right now it's legal through all 9 months of pregnancy. That would be a fascinating discussion. Where do Canadians think there's a limit to that? But there's no consensus, I don't believe. So it's kind of interesting. There's a lot of questions they could get into. They've chosen certain ones. We'll see if that changes. That's all the time I have. Go to mikesmoneytalks.ca, and I hope I see you at the financial conference. Thanks to James Murray for a great job with his production today.